All right. Well, good afternoon. Our time is now 3 minutes after the hour, 3 o'clock. My name is Marina. I'm sitting in for Khalid this afternoon. Unfortunately, he's unable to be here for this hour. But I am very excited because the guest today is a young man that I admire so much. I had the privilege of encountering this young man not so long ago up at the Sir Arthur Lewis. And it just so happens he's a guest. So I am excited. Khalid, you don't have to pay me for this one. This one is for free. You understand? Because Cameron Gustav, that's the name. Cameron, how are you? Good to see you again.
I'm very excited. I think this is actually my radio debut. So I hope this is actually the first of many. Yes,
it is. Oh, well, I'm glad. Listen, you see why this is organic? Yes. This had to have happened with me. I taken cloud for this.
I feel like we already have the connection going on.
It is certainly there. Cameron, let's wire back down a bit. You're quite an avid young man, very promising. And I think I had reason to tell you that before. Very involved, very progressive. Very driven. You know, there's so many different things that we can attach when we look at you, when we look at the things that you, the way that you live, the way that you're present. You know, you're not a sideline person. You get up and you get things done.
Very much so. I've always been that way.
What do you think all of that came from? Is that a family trait, or this is just a personality thing from you?
I just think I don't want to say I'm unique and special, but
you are.
There's always just been an aspect of me. People always see it. I just stand out, and I wholeheartedly embrace it. A lot of people my age, they kind of self-sabotage themselves in that regard. They say, oh, you know, why is everybody paying attention to me? I don't want people talking about me. Wow. I've never been like that. I often embrace the attention, and I love
it. Well, boy, you're a star. Certainly you are. You're a born star, and we love it. Now, let's wire back down a little bit in terms of, you know, you're here today. There's so many things, and we want to run through some of the things that you're involved in. You're involved in debate.
Very much
you're
so.
Also part of, you're up at the South Louis. You're in charge of the science club?
No, I'm a science student, but I'm in charge of public speaking and debate. Yes.
Right, but you're part of the science club as well. So many, give us a rundown of some of the things that you've been involved in. You also do, you know, you could be doing my job soon it's fine. I like it. I like that. I like to see promising people coming into the industry. I'm not going to be around forever.
Yes, recently, you know? I have been taking up a lot of NC jobs, and I'm really grateful for that. You know, I've had much experience in youth leadership. It's something that I'm very passionate about, and the people that I work with often tell me I'm quite the charismatic and kind-hearted leader.
You are.
I hope
that's
to continue
a winning
that.
Formula.
Yes,
that is
yes.
a winning formula. You cannot learn this. You have to be born with this.
Oh,
and that is what sets it apart.
Yes,
and I will tell you that because I know. You understand? So I'm seeing this and it gets me excited because I've been saying for a long time, boy, we need some new crop of people that you will know when you see them. You know, there are people. Mm-hmm. But you will know when you see those that is after your heart, those that pull on the heartstring that say, oh, yes, all right, yeah, it's safe now. You know, you want to have that sense of, you know, security.
Thank you.
From something that you love. Now, let's talk about some of the things that you've been involved in, some of the channeling that you've been able to undertake, positive and otherwise. And you know, what is the joy of it all for you? Being able to work along, lead. You really lead. So being in that position where you basically a leader to a lot of your peers, what does that mean?
It is, I think, one of the biggest blessings in the world. I'm working with such talented and capable people that it honestly, I don't even feel like I have to do much. I just, it's more less leading, more cooperation. I look towards the bright and talented individuals around me, and I just try my best to make sure that everybody is effective and everybody is doing their best foot forward. And it's one of my favorite things to do. Recently, I just got done with the Nobel laurate debate at Sir Arthur Lewis.
How was that? I missed it. I'm so unfortunate I couldn't be there. But I was looking forward to it. How was it?
It was genuinely so incredible. And even though I was on the losing side myself, let me tell you.
The discourse, though, you don't have losing that because it was a beautiful topic. And to have been able to be in a platform where you discuss the pros and cons of the two topics, I don't think there's any lose or win.
That's true, you know. I was just about to go on to say that as long as you enjoy the creative process of something, yes, the result obviously is very important, but I'm not holding my head down during that time, you know. I more embrace it because a win for my friends is also a win for me. That's how I look at life, you know? And the process of working on behind the scenes, we talk to so many prominent St. Lucians, kind of like what you're doing right now.
I know it is.
But yes, we had a lot of experience working towards it, and we just had a great day, and the reception that we've been getting has been incredible, honestly.
Wonderful. I like it. No, the Taiwan, was it the Youth Award? You presented at the Youth Award, didn't you?
Yes, well, I was a sort of quasi-MC at the Youth Awards of Excellence last year. Yes, it was at the Pavilion, and it was just a magical experience working with Kishana and Deshaun, T-Blacks.
Yes,
we had a great time. It was incredible. It was one of the highest peaks from these MC jobs. It started around the time I did, you had mentioned it previously, the St. Lucia Taiwan Showcase.
Yes.
That was what really got the ball rolling.
Mm-hmm.
I was considered for being picked up for that after my experience as the public speaking. They were looking for somebody who was good at that. So they wanted cooperation between a St. Lucian student and one of the Taiwanese students that came down.
Mm.
And I met everybody, and it was just such a lovely experience. And I met especially this one person, Eunice.
Mm-hmm.
From the start, we basically hit it off. Up to now, a day like this, we're still talking.
That is important.
Let me tell you.
Networking is so important.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
So they brought us on to the stage, and you know, I made a joke that kind of.
I think I saw that clip.
Jesus.
I did see that clip. You know, that was brilliant. I liked it.
You liked it. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's definitely been a mixed bag of reception. I'm not even sure if I could repeat the joke on air.
No, it's fine. It was fine. Listen to me, young man. You are a forward thinking person, and in this lifetime, you know, there's a certain level of status quo that society has set out for us. You're an intelligent young man.
I don't think you would
listen to me. If you felt the need to crack, you understand what I'm saying? And you're afforded, and if it was a miss, you're afforded that. You're young.
Yes.
This is your time for that. But don't shy away from any of that, because
it
is what is eventually going to build you into the person, the character, the brand that you know you're becoming.
Yes.
So
yes.
Certainly, it is what it is. I enjoyed it. I didn't see the big deal. I honestly didn't see what all of that was about. I thought, okay, you know what I'm saying? But that's fine. You're also very passionate about the environment as well.
Yes, the climate crisis. Mm-hmm. People haven't been seeing that side of me recently, but it's something that's still very near and dear to my heart. It actually started quite a while back when I was in Form 2, just Form 2. It was my best friend.
You was at St. Mary's College?
Yes, I was.
You led the pan team there.
Well. Orchestra,
okay, we come into that in a while as
lots
well.
Lots of experience in youth leadership, I tell
right.
you.
Right, so tell me about the environment. That's fine, we have half an hour. We're just 11 minutes in, so we're good.
Yes, the climate crisis, it actually started when I was, yes, as I said previously, in Form 2. My best friend at the time, they sent me this video. It was of a polar climate, right? And it was a penguin on an iceberg.
Yeah.
And you know the global warming situation and the ice caps, the melting of it. So we both saw this video and we were devastated to just see like this penguin standing on this lone iceberg and it's drifting away from the rest of the continent.
Aww.
Not to make the RCI listeners sad today. But
maybe they should. You know, sometimes we need to pull on their little consciousness a little bit.
Yes, so that reaction of awe and that pity that we felt, we harnessed it and we didn't just let it stay there. That's one thing. Youth feel things, and sometimes people in general feel things, and sometimes just let it stay there. It's like, how can I act on this feeling? So what really came about was Us for Earth, and it was this basically a friend group that it started as initially, and we all kind of had this similar passion and a similar goal for working and spreading awareness about this big climate justice thing. So we came together, we banded together, and it became something unbelievable. I think that was one of my I've always been a leader, but that was one of my first, like, my breakout moment. I was like, I am a founding member and a leader of this club. And together we did so many things. We worked with the Peace Corps. We worked with Lions Club.
Wow.
And it was not to say we were attached to some larger entity or anything. It was just really passionate teenagers. So trust me, do not underestimate the power of really passionate teenagers, because we are capable of making such a big
difference. I like
this. Difference.
Now let's head there a little bit before we come back and go into some more of your accolades.
Mm-hmm.
Let's head there a little bit. You're quite an intelligent young man. I feel I could talk to you on that place as well. In terms of where we at, and you said a lot of things. You are a special one, so you are a force. You know, you're going for it whether or not, whatever the circumstances. most of other young people around your age group, it's not like that. They're more reserved. They tend to shy away, like you mentioned. Mm-hmm. They may have ideas. They may have passions, but they sort of band it down because what say you to the two sides of the fence? The youths, and what say you to the adults, a populace who probably does not create that sort of platform that make them feel, you know, be able to express.
I want to say, first of all, I'm just blessed, mighty most high, yes. Mm-hmm. This kind of self-esteem issue that the youth have, it really, I don't know what it stems from particularly. Maybe it's, I don't want to say it's the people around them, but they never see it. That's the thing. To go somewhere, you have to have a vision. You can't drive blindfolded. You will get in an accident.
Absolutely.
So you have to have a vision of where you're going. And I was lucky enough to have people around me to recognize that, wow, the creative ideas and the leadership patterns, this boy has something. And I've had people, even when I don't feel sufficient, telling me, no, Cameron, you're good. You know, even when you reached out to me today to be on Youth Unplugged, I was like, me? What am I going to talk about?
Look at you now. Let's see how much we're talking about.
You have vision. And I know I had so many people support. So it's a support issue, yes. And it's just using the time because everybody has something to say. That's why I told you this last time you interviewed me about public speaking. Everybody has a voice. And it is how you use it that shows your character and stuff because everybody has something to say. And especially now with social media and with every platform, you could just stand in town with a megaphone. Okay, don't do that, but
I love this youth.
Get your opinion out there. If you have something to say, say it. And believe in it. Stand on your business. That's what people tell me our age say, you know, stand on business.
Yeah, stand on business, absolutely. We need to take a word from the Bank of St. Lucia, but we're coming right back. For those of you who are just tuning into us, we're here on Youth Unplugged. I'm holding down for Khalid, and we've got the amazing young, this gentleman is awesome. Cameron Gustav. Yes, he is. Yeah, definitely one to look out for. We take a break from the Bank of St. Lucia, that's the partner. And when we come back, we continue the conversation.
Secure your tomorrow today with BOSL Global Investment Fund, the investment opportunity that empowers your financial future. It's a mutual fund that diversifies your investments across stocks, bonds, and other investment instruments, giving you the potential to make your money work smarter for you. With three unique investment options, it suits every investor's preferences. And you can start with just $200. Take control of your financial journey with the BOSL Global Investment Fund. Call us at 758-724-6838 or visit our website at boslglobalinvestmentfund.com to learn more. Terms and conditions apply. BOSL Global Investment Fund. Your money, your future, our expertise.
All right, so here we are back on. Those of you who are live, do us a favor and share up the live. We are live on our Facebook feed and we are also live via our YouTube page. So you could definitely do that. Khalid has got a question. We're going to ask this in a minute. You wanted to talk to us about, we wanted to talk a little bit more about, you know, you and your co-MCing and stuff like that. And I want to talk so much, just so much that I want to pull from you right now, you know, in terms of, because you're that person, and you see yourself as a leader, which is, you are that, you know. How do you see yourself? And you've been doing it, you know, you've been doing some of it, but on a larger scale, future-wise, what is your ultimate goal to be able to be a voice or be a mentor, be a leader for these young people who are intimidated in some way or the other to help them to get out there?
I think you actually just summarized it perfectly there, you know. No matter where I go in life, yes, I'm currently on the med school track, but, you know, your co-host, he's a chemistry teacher. He's my chemistry teacher.
Right.
And he's also here, DJ Earthquake, you know. So you could have a full scale of life, and you've summarized it perfectly there. When I grew up, I submitted a short little bio before I came on here, and I ended it with, no matter where I go in life, I always want to continue this passion and this drive for uplifting the voices of the people around me, and I do not intend on stopping. I genuinely have a passion for, you know, bringing out the silence in people's voices and saying, you matter. Mm-hmm. Everybody matters. It's easy now when we're in this society to kind of sideline people, to kind of push people aside and make people feel othered. I say to hell with that.
Yeah.
Honestly, everybody has their role in society. And even if you might not be good at one thing in particular, I trust me and I promise that there is something about you, everybody here, that makes them so incredible.
Right. Is it difficult, though, to get the young people now to buy into, you know, stepping out? Have you find it difficult when you try to get them over? You're natural, and that's fine. But in terms of getting them, because it's one thing to see the potential in them. Mm-hmm. If they don't see it, like you said, it is another thing. Are they interested in that part of life from your interaction with them?
Let me tell you, they might not know that they're interested, but they're interested, you know.
You just had to find a way to get it out of them.
You saw me on my club day, right?
Yes.
With the little microphone in my hand. And I was going around, and not only was I emceeing for all the clubs and representing, you know, the peer counselors, the Circle K, everybody to get involved in a club, all the students at South CC, but I was also doubling as getting people involved in the Public Speaking and Debate Society. And at first they were like, me? I can't speak. I can't talk at all. You know, I can't do these things. And then when I explained to them, listen, even if you think you can't, no matter where you go in life, if you want that little extra promotion, if you want that recognition, you have to be able to speak and you have to be able to communicate with others clearly. And I hitched on then, you know, because everybody's going to have to settle into the workforce eventually. Everybody's going to have to see themselves in a place in life. And I reached out to that appeal, and it's how you appeal to people.
That's it.
That makes a big impact,
right? Because and you can address it from the both worlds.
Yes,
yeah, you have that ability. Now Khaled is there. Earthquake. Khaled is online, and he said he's got a question for you. Let me read it out. So much talent at the college, but we don't see so many students involved in extracurricular activities. What do you think the issue is?
One thing, Mr. Vidal, I like SMC.
I know, right?
He always going off. I'm sure he enjoyed his time there. Yes, there is a lot of talent at the college. And I think there's so many factors at play when you see young people with talents and desires not having the platform. Maybe they, one, cannot identify it in themselves. Maybe St. Lucia has the best ice figure skater in the world, but we would never know. There's
exactly.
No ice hockey rink. So my advice to people is go out and try. Don't care what your partner's saying. Your partner's going to be jealous of you when they see you make it. Let me tell you, they're going to be like, yeah, I was there with that man.
That's my G.
Yes, so just put yourself out there. Trust me. We just need people, because they're always looking for people. It's me and Kishana alone that do MCing jobs at college, and it's me and Kishana alone that seem willing. I mean, genuinely, just put your name out there. There's a voice that will hear you and say yes. Lady Gaga, to all people, said there's 99 people in a room. One could see you, and that one could take you to where you have to go.
Wow. I like this young man, you know. All right, let me tap into your energy. Let me pick your brain a little bit and pick your interest a little bit.
Of course.
Normally, when we see young people along this line, you know, with somebody say, "I'm loving this interview, so refreshing." All right. Somebody say, Patricia and Mitchell said she taught you at SMC.
Oh, yes.
Taught him literature. He is amazing. Chris Gustav is there. Who's Chris? That's your daddy.
That is my father.
Daddy is there. All right, great. Daddy, you all did an awesome job. This young man is so refreshing. Let's talk about future-wise. What do you see yourself fitting into the future? Yes, a leader, but you know people are going to come after you. Them politicians then will try to rope you in. Do you have a desire in this department? What do you think of what role you intend to play? You said doctor. You wanted to go into doctor.
Yes, that's the track I'm on, and I genuinely think, you know how we have in that one-to-one personal communication? Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of people lack that in their lives. Full transparency, my mother is also a doctor, and some of the stories that she tells me is like something that really intrigues me, because A, you know, the human body and the systems that interact with it. I could talk. That's a whole next interview, miss.
No, we have time.
It's more the personal connection level. Everybody has identified me as being excellent. Like, no matter who you are, I have something in common with you. Because you can see, I've done a lot of things. And it's just... Yes, in terms of the future, I ask people, what job do you see me? Like, when you see an adult Cameron Gustav, where do you see him? And university, I get you're in a stadium, right, and there's a spotlight on you and you have a microphone in your hand and you're just talking,
yeah,
you know.
Like you could be a presenter, speaker, motivational and all of that.
Yes,
but
yes.
There's so much of that. No, man, you're more than that. You're so much more than that.
Yes,
you're more
for
than
sure,
that. You
for
could
sure.
be that. That could be something you will always do. But there is so much more to you there.
Oh, yes.
Leaders. We don't have a lot of leaders. Like, I'm looking at you, I'm feeling your energy, and I'm thinking the world in a very long time have not seen this kind of passionate leaders, you know.
Right, right.
Who, you know, radical in their thinking, focused, not afraid to push the boundaries into what it is that they would like to channel. You know, we've got a lot of chip. That's what our nation right now, our environment right now is very, very charged with a lot of ships. So we just find people falling into the system and rolling with the system.
100%.
Nobody is standing up and say, well, all right, this system thing is not really giving us what we really need.
We need a change.
And then one person comes and they have that passion, but guess what? They get sidelined because the system is already designed and everybody else is going that road. And we don't have no Martin Luther's, and then people are going to say, well, if it's me alone now to go across there, I will. You know, we don't have that. I'm feeling that energy with you, and it's refreshing. It's quite refreshing.
Well, thank you. Thank
and I just
you.
Hope, it's my prayers, my hope as well, that this fire don't get died down. I just hope that society don't find a way, or the system don't find a way to rob you of that.
People always have something to say. But it's what you want to hear. Yes, constructive criticism is always valid and welcome.
No, I don't mean
but they
in
have
that
haters.
Way. In that way. Not in that way. I'm
not even in that way.
They will tap into your energy because you have something that they could work with.
Uh-huh.
They would want that. But then what they will do is try to make you become part of the system. So they will rope you in. You'll get the right compensation. You'll get the perks that goes with it. So, you know, you become a product of the system as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then, they slowly but surely just design or curate your space going forward. And when you check yourself, all of the passion, the drive you have is now plugged into this whole. You know what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying?
I
just don't want that. This is my, I'm speaking to you right now, and I'm just saying, because we've had bright persons like you before who's falling victim to that. We need some more leaders like yourself who are not, you know, influenced by what the system wants to protrude.
You have to be ready to be uncomfortable in life. The minute you find yourself being uncomfortable, being comfortable,
you're not doing it right. You're not doing something right, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
I love this young man. This young man is so refreshing. We have 5 minutes left,
oh,
right?
Oh gosh.
I know it got
already. I wish we had 50.
I know, we should have about 2 hours to sit down. Don't worry. We're gonna make time for that. But let's talk now on immediately on the cards. So I see you have a thing in front of you. You had some things you wanted to. We just roll with a conversation. That's how it is when you talk to me.
That was more so if I had forget myself, but you know, we're in sync. We link.
Yeah, it's a connect. Yeah, man. Okay, there's chemistry there. Right. What are some of the things you would like to leave with? You know, you left a lot of pointers already, but mm-hmm. you know, if you were to be speaking to an audience right now, you're speaking to both sides of the fence. I think you're that's one of the unique characteristics of you. You're able mm-hmm. to bridge a gap between the two worlds. Because you are a youth, which means you understand them from their standpoint,
mm-hmm.
but you're also so mature in your thought that you could also understand from the adult, the mature standpoint as well. So if you were to be bridging the gap right now, we have mm-hmm. the worlds of people that are listening. Where do you think that we need to meet each other? What can we do?
On both sides of the fence, it's not cool to not care. Honestly, we have these things and we have these desires, like, I wish this could be so and so, I wish this could be so and so and this way, and we just never let it come to fruition. From the time you get that little spark inside of you, you cannot let that fire die down, because you will starve. You will need to ignite that fire, throw sawdust on the fire, throw everything you have on that fire, and build something monumental with yourself. That is, honestly, adults could hear this, children could hear this. Don't listen, don't worry about everybody else. Everybody is only focused on themselves, and that's something I've come to realize. You need to focus on you, and you need to make a best way and the impact that you think that you can. Right? Do what you can. That's all. Even if you do a little bit is a better than nothing. That's my mentality, especially when I write in my homework.
What is a normal day like for you? Do you have a normal day? Do you ever have a normal day?
You know, I wake up at 5:30, I take my moshi bus and I go to school. I don't think y'all want to hear about that. We have two minutes left.
No, I want to. We want to hear about that. Now, let's connect down now to the human side of you. Because you're a lot of it fly over a lot of people's head. Because you just seem at your age, people say, what? This young man is so, you know, so let's keep in tune with you now as a young man. You still are a young man.
I still
who
am.
Do young people stuff.
Yes.
Who still enjoy young people things, right?
I have amazing friends and I'm so blessed to have you all. Big up you all if you're listening to me. And I know you all are, some of you all. Yes, and the day-to-day life is incredible. You know, obviously, I'm a science student at Sir Arthur, which in of itself, anybody, if you know, you know.
Yes.
If you know, you know. It's very challenging, but rewarding at the end of it. Working with the debate club, it's, I think, one of the biggest blessings and privileges I have in my entire life. I genuinely have a group of talented, interesting, and interested people working alongside me. Not under me, alongside me, because we all match into where we have to go. And it's just such a big blessing. And the thing that I want to outreach most, because the people that have to hear those messages of activate yourself, light your fire, whatever, the people that have to hear it aren't right now. So we need broader appeal to everybody, to get all friend groups. And because everybody wants to do something, everybody wants to be somebody, and everybody can. You know, it's so easy to let yourself just be comfortable and shine away. Don't.
What do you like to eat?
Oh, gosh.
I know.
You know, I'm a trini already, so okay. I like my little doubles. I like my little aloe pie and everything. You know, people right. always talking some sweets.
Why what not? Do you do for fun?
For fun, you know, I used to do a lot of things. As I said, captain of the steel pan orchestra. I have a steel
you
pan.
You like steel pan for fun.
I have a steel pan on my home. I used to swim. I, you know, have fun with friends. That's the main thing. Human connection. That's Cameron Gustav in a nutshell. Human
Absolutely.
Connection.
I love this young man. He is so promising. Lord, protect him. Lord, protect him, protect him, protect him. And make sure that they don't get to twist him around how they want. Never. Hold him and keep him strong and keep him grounded. Cameron, thank you. You are refreshing. You're a wonderful young man. And we want to wish you all the best.
It was an honor and a pleasure to be here, let me tell you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, St. Lucia, for listening.
And you know what,
audience.
Just crossed my mind?
Yes.
I don't know. When it happens, it is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to be sharing a stage soon.
We are. I'm looking forward to it.
We will be sharing a stage
next
soon.
Week, actually.
We will be
see you soon.
We will see you soon.
It's not even a goodbye. It's a see you later that happening
absolutely.
Right here.
Absolutely. You are amazing, young man. Keep that bright light shining, yeah?
Thank you so much
Wonderful.
For everything.
Mom, Dad, you guys did an amazing job with this young man. This young man is absolutely wonderful.